Thank God.
None of the arguments forwarded by philosophical naturalism, namely, the universe is merely an illusion, the universe sprang from nothing, or the universe eternally existed, satisfactorily account for the existence of the universe. Logically, we can turn only to the possibility that God created the heavens and the earth. And if that's the case, it immediately brings up the question, who made God? First, unlike the universe, which according to modern science had a beginning, God is infinite and eternal. Thus, as an infinite eternal being, God logically can be demonstrated to be the uncaused first cause. Furthermore, to suppose that because the universe had a cause, the cause of the universe must have a cause simply leads to a logical dead end. An infinite regression of finite causes does not answer the question of source. It merely makes the effects more numerous. Finally, simple logic dictates that the universe is not merely an illusion. It did not spring out of nothing because nothing comes from nothing, nothing ever could, and it has not eternally existed. The law of entropy predicts that a universe that has eternally existed would have died an eternity ago of heat loss. Thus, the only philosophically plausible possibility that remains is that the universe was made by an unmade cause greater than itself. A verse to ponder. Psalm 90:2. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.